This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Fortuna police, acting on a tip that a wanted man was in an area around Davis Street in Rio Del yesterday afternoon, responded to the scene and located 18-year-old Tristan Lewis inside a parked car. Lewis was wanted in connection with a stolen car and pursuit incident in April. Officers arrested Lewis and he was booked for outstanding warrants related to drug and weapons offenses. Back in the city of Fortuna, Fortuna police conducted a probation sweep yesterday that resulted in 8 arrests. Officers and members of county probation performed compliance checks on 47 felony probationers and parolees. Several probationers were not at home during the operation, but some could face arrest based on evidence found in their residences that violated probation terms. Others were arrested on a variety of charges and violations, including warrants, firearms, and drugs, and further arrests and warrants are expected as a result of the operation. High school students who qualify to attend a Cal State University campus but are turned away from the school of their choice due to space concerns will now be guaranteed a spot if they wish to attend another school. The guarantee is part of the state budget, and also under consideration would be a policy that requires Cal State campuses to prioritize local students, as is done already at Fullerton and other schools. The sheriff's office and the county coroner have recovered the body of 61-year-old Willow Creek resident James Etzcorn from the Klamath River. Etzcorn's body was found by a fisherman about 10 miles west of Wichpeck in an area around Young's Bar. The body was recovered on Tuesday night, some time after it was spotted at about 8:30. And at this time, foul play is not suspected of having played a role. An autopsy has been scheduled. Motorists and residents in Eureka will find traffic detours and street closures on 8th Street between F and I and on 8th Street from 7th to 9th as city crews perform emergency sewer main repairs over the next month. Traffic controls will be in place while the work is done. That will mean lane closures and detours. The work will be performed weather permitting. It's no longer solely a company town. For the first time in its more than 140-year history, Scotia has a private homeowner. Karen and Dale Mensing are the proud owners of the house purchased from the Town of Scotia LLC as the small town moves to become a fully integrated, locally governed community. There were several conditions in play for that to happen, and the community formed a service district to upgrade water and sewer lines, lighting, roads and streets, along with sidewalks and crossings. Jordan Christmas has news from the sheriff's office.
Sheriff Bill Hansel has authorized deputies to wear mourning bands to honor Deputy Mike Stone, who passed away on Wednesday night. Stone experienced an undisclosed medical emergency while he was visiting family and friends in Butte County and later passed away after being transported to the hospital. Stone had a long career in law enforcement, starting out as a correctional deputy in 1971 and went on to serve as a deputy sheriff before taking a break to manage Rogers Market in McKinleyville. When he returned to law enforcement, he served in various roles. In 2002, he was hired by the district attorney's office and served as a special agent for the county drug task force.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's high school graduation season, and today's graduates face a different world than most of us faced as they move on to the next chapter of their lives, particularly when it comes to education. Eureka City Schools Superintendent Fred Van Vleck spoke about the changing face of education on Talk Shop, specifically post-high school education, and said that in a world profoundly transformed by digital technology, a high school diploma just doesn't suffice.
High school really isn't a capstone anymore. High school is really the gateway onto that next level, because the reality is you need to have some sort of post-secondary training, whether you want to be a CTE person and you want to go on to a trade school, or if you want to go on to an Ivy League college. There is some sort of training that needs to happen after high school.
Van Vleck said that advances in technology have meant that fluency in the use of modern devices that deploy that tech has made continuing education of paramount importance. Van Vleck said that kids who are just starting school today will take jobs in 18 to 20 years that may not even exist right now.
Labor isn't a big market anymore. You have to use your brain. And even if you're in the career and technical field, you have to use your brain. I think that the education the students get today far surpasses the education that was given even 10 years ago. What the challenge of today is that we're preparing students for jobs that don't even exist.
You can listen to Fred Van Vleck, Talk Shop, and Eureka Schools by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.